Tanur Rabbanon, Lamedal Ramadalev, 5 lines on the top. Tanur Rabbanon, Shoy Shava Messiah, Shinogach Shoy Shava Messiah. A Shoy which is worth 200, that's good, another Shoy which is worth 200. The Chabo by Bechamishim Zuz, we're talking about a Tam. And it was Chayvel in it, 50 Zuz. So that means how much do you owe? You owe 25 Zuz. Right, since it was Chayvel 50 Zuz.
Each one?
So now, what do you mean each one?
Both got Nizuk?
No. This shah got another shah, and now it's 25 zuz. Now it went down in value 50 zuz. So now you owe 25 zuz, right? Half of it. Vishavach v'amad al aba meizuz. And in the meantime, the shah, the nizik shah that got good, went up to 400 zuz. Now the shah is either went up on its own, like it became better all of a sudden, or the Chazanish says even if it went up because let's say the value of animals went up in the world, so whatever it is, Zakta, that
pricing fluctuates,
right?
Perception of demand. Right.
So okay. So what do we have? So we're saying like this.
So now it's worth 400.
So now, really, shalemale hezikah ya'imid al shmeinameis. If it wouldn't have been mazik, it would have gotten up twice in value, and it would have been 800. So what's the shayla? Shmeinameizos. So the shayla is, maybe now, you mukhiv to pay, that means how much were you paying? You were paying a quarter, right? 25%. Which means it was a $200 shah. What happened to it? $50 got genizik. You mechayiv to pay $25. Why? Because shminis. Because of half of that nezik. That's $25. Now that the shah went up in value double, so maybe you mechayiv to pay double of a half, 25, which is 50. That means because since it went up now, so now we look at the hezik as it is now, and now it would have been up to 800. 400. So therefore,
there's two losses that occurred.
No, there's one loss. No, meaning, one hezek.
No, there's the fact that it didn't go from 4 to 8.
That's no.
That,
I mean,
that's also
that is part of, right. It's not part of the hezek, but that's the outcome.
So that, and then there's also the $50 decrease in value. So there's $450 in dispute over here.
Not really. Okay, yeah. You want to call for the $400? That's not a shaila. Why do I owe the $400? I'm a gram of the gram. I mean, like, well, there's no shayla.
Okay. So what is the shayla then?
So the shayla is, but now the value of the loss is more than $50, $100.
Why?
Because the reason why the value was only $50 loss is because it was a $200 shayla. But now that it's a $400 shayla, so the value of loss is $100.
So the hezek
was never a $400
shayla. Right now it is.
Never made it then.
Right now it is. Right now it's a $400 shayla. So right now it's stuck at $400. Since right now it's a $400 shah, it didn't make $800, it made it
$400.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Why
are
we willing to actually second shot the black because it's so much?
One second.
I understand the question. What's the nizik of a loss and went down $50, right?
Right.
That was the original case. And now I have to pay 25 because chatzi nizik.
What? I have to pay 25 chatzi nizik. Right. No problem.
Yeah. Now, what happened here? Instead of it staying...
Now what happened is the animal went up in value.
To 200 zuz.
No, to 400. Right. And he's coming and tining. It could have gone up 800 zuz.
Okay.
Right? So now what does that mean? That's one time. He's tining that it could have gone up to 800 zuz. And that means this read start the million under Rishayim. Not two, but three. But let's just explain Pashataj. Right? So now he's tining that it went up 800 zuz. Now.
It could have gone up 800 zuz.
It went up 400 zuz. So now, either you could say that right now, your animal, let's say, was 200 zuz, it went down to 150, now it's 400, I don't know you anything. But okay, that's one side, but that doesn't that match with so much to come on. But one second. So, Pashas, you say, that since the value of the animal went up to, since the value of the animal went up to 400 zuz, so now, that means the hezek klape till now 200 was a quarter.
25%.
A quarter, 100%. So now, take a quarter of what it's worth now, 400, that's $100, that's $50 to give me. Right? So now, says Dr. Gemara, it's an achama. So, Shilamal Ezekiel, Yahim Lashman Mezos, Noisik Shasan Ezek, you pay as much as it was for Shasan Ezek, and not how much the animal's worth. Now, the guy pays $25 for Zehu.
What was
the
whole time that it
could have
been
$800?
What do I care? Yeah, why is that relevant?
So, what does he want with $800?
He's saying it could have went up more, but we're looking at downing. It went up to 400. That's what we're looking at. We don't care what could have. We're saying it did double. It went to 400.
No, but and still we're telling you. What are we telling you? That you're not mechuyev to pay all 400. You're not mechuyev to pay klapa the 400 part.
Right,
you're
so why is the 800 relevant?
Oh, okay. So I was telling you the second pshat in Rashi. The first pshat in Rashi is different, and that's even a better pshat. That's what we're going to get to in a minute. But one second, forget better words. But Akapanim, right now, the Gemara is trying to, the guy's trying to get to what it's worth now. Fine? So now, what's worth now? 400? The Hezek is a quarter of that. $100, give me $50, not $25. That's the Chaya Pasha. Now, you're asking that who cares if it was supposed to go up to $800? What's nafka mina? Where is that? Where is that chal?
I think by yeah. Reducing the one up to 400, you have to pay him even though it went up. The same thing by 800, as it works both ways. Let's say the guy who did the damage says I damaged 50, now went up to 400. I don't owe you anything. So you say no, it could have gone up to 800. So you see for sure the 400 doesn't pay the 50. Just for going up the value doesn't pay. What was the first chat you said? By going up to 400, it pays the damage.
Right, it pays the damage.
So by saying it could have gone to 800, if it would have paid the damage, you would own the full 800 also.
Oh, so you're being like a riot to the music, to the Mazik's timing. Right. That means the Mazik tiny the Mazik's tiny that listen, it went up in value, you had absolutely no loss now. Adar Abba, you had a gain. Through me came out a loss. If that's true, you should mund me till $800. You're not munding me the 400 because you have no recht on the 400. So right now, where the animal went up another $200, the Maisi, you want to know if the animal's you're telling me the animal's worth 150? No, it's not. Your animal till now was worth 200. Right now it's worth 400 or 300, whatever it is. So who cares? I said, right now I don't look at it as a hefset. This happens many, many times in business that, like, if you similar a little bit. Let's say your stocks go up, and right now there's, we don't see a loss because from what it was when you did something, I mean, that's really this case. From when you did something to what it's now, to when you're money me in Bezdin, it's worth more money. Just watch. Just the pshat is that it could have been gone up more, it could have been whatever it is. But anyways, so now, you have, okay, so one second. So the Gemara says, so you know b'shas ha-nezek, you pay b'shas ha-nezek, v'zeh. Next case. Kichesh, if the animal, again, we're discussing the animal of the nizik, went down in value, k'shas ha-mada b'din. What does that mean? Because of this makkah, what happened? The animal got genizik and it went less than till now. Right, b'shasta hezik, it went down $50. But as time was going on, it went down less. B'shasta mother b'din, and now it's only worth $100. So you have to pay the hezik how much it's now, how much b'shasta mother b'din.
Why?
Because we'll see why in a minute.
Is it because of the original hezik?
Yeah, the reason why it got genizik.
The reason it keeps going down is because of the original hazard.
Yes, the reason why it's.
But that's not that one. Because even after Mother Din goes down, you don't come back.
That's what I'm saying. That's already over. But we'll go B'shas Mother Din. We'll see the Gemara. The Gemara is going to explain. So again, this was all discussing the Nizik show. Now, Shevach Mazik, if the Mazik show went up in value again, when it got it, it was worth 200. Now it went up to 400. So the mazik shay went up to 400, nice and like a shasa nezek. You pay 25 zuz, just like the shasa nezek. The nezek can't say, give me a shminis of your animal, because since when it gored, I get some ownership in your animal, and now give me an eighth of your animal, which is going to be $50, not $25. No, you can't say that.
You're asking for more than the hazard.
I'm really not, because I'm not getting. I'm getting $50.
Maybe I am.
No, I'm not. I'm getting $50.
So
you're asking for more than
that's true, but I'm asking for whatever is in the animal. since like Naftali is saying, you became a shul. The reason why you were only getting $25 was because that was the shutfus in the animal. Now there's a shutfus in the animal is more than that.
Why are we looking at the mazik? Why are we not looking strictly at the nizik?
The Bekiva says that you become a shutfus in the mazik.
I understand, but when you're trying to establish how much you owe the nizik, it's based on the damage that happened to the nizik shur. Not how much is in the mazik's value. It only is relevant when if there's not enough money there.
No. The Rabbi Kiva says hochal hashar. That means it belongs to
the. I understand it, but he can't overpay.
That's good. You're saying let's say when I have 800. Right. Let's say you're going to make 100,000.
Is the nizik going to make money? No, obviously not.
No, so that's true.
According
to Rabbi Kiva, why not? It's very not mustaba. But I'll tell you why. Over here, the Shaz, I look at it that the reason why. That means since it's worth $200, that means really the hezek was $50.
Right.
So it's just that the tam pays
25.
Why? Because chatzin hezek. Now chatzin hezek migufay is over here. It's a perfect case of 50 of 200. So maybe you're paying $25.
Right.
But when it went up in value, I became mochad dasher. I became some bialim of that.
So I would potentially pay him $50.
That's what I'm saying.
That I could pay more.
No, the maximum you pay chatzin hezek.
The
you don't, but you would. The tzad not would be that
I would pay more.
You would pay, yeah.
So the max would be the net
so much. So this is the first time I heard of this, of paying a nizik
more than
you, by a tam.
You would have, the maisa not.
Right.
Kichesh, let's say his animal went down in value. Okay, kishasa mother bedin. You pay like kishasa mother bedin. The mazik's animal went down in value. You pay.
So the nizik could lose out.
Yeah. Now the Gemara is going to explain. This was the brass. It's not the Gemara. The shvach mazik, this is the second case, this is the sefer. Shvach mazik, noisik kishasa nezik. You pay the amount of shasa nezik. Not if the mazik's animal went up in value, you don't pay that amount. So the mani yebishmoli, who's this like yebishmoel, the omar bal chayvu. Vizuzu the mazik lame. He's a balchayv. It's really completely the mazik's animal. Rabbi Shmuel says it's completely the mazik's animal, and vizuzu the mazik lame. And it's just money that he owes him. So therefore, even though the animal went up, you don't gain. The nizik doesn't gain the fact that the animal went up. Ema seifos. That means we go like Rabbi Shmuel. Ema seifos kichetz kishas amadah bedin. If the animal, the mazik's animal went down in value, you pay kishas amadah bedin. It comes out of Rabbi Akiva that it should for him, right? Because you're going to Hakashas Amad Abedin. That means the Nizik gets some ownership in this Mazik's animal, and therefore, even though Bashas Maisa, it was worth 200 zoz, let's say it went down in value completely, right now you go and you pay Hakashas Amad Abedin. That means because you were Shutvin, the Nizik was Shutvin. So it comes out of Rabbi Akiva, so Reish Abishmal Vasefer Rabbi Akiva. Let's just understand, how much did it go down in value? The mazik's animal. Why would he pay less? He who cares how much it goes down to value? Let's push him shot.
The question we asked before.
It's hukhat.
Oh, here it is.
So it's hukhat that you already paid him at the time. The
now, what's the logic here?
Again,
we're talking about the mazik shot. Yeah. Right, that means
the same way it can't work for his benefit, it can't work against him. We said before.
I mean, that's the Gemara's kasha, but the Gemara says not. The Gemara says it works against him over here. Kshasa mother, but then the taka works against him. If it went down a value, it works against him. What does that mean? That means since he becomes a shutif, what does it mean he's a shutif? That means right now I see it up that he has eighth percent in this animal. So if this animal, that means he has in the mazik's animal, mazik's animal is worth 200. Migufay mishalim, we're talking about the tam. Migufay mishalim, you have $25 worth, 25%, 8%, 8th.
One eighth percent,
right, 12.5% in this animal. So now, if the animal went down a value, even if it went down $50, let's it's easy if it went down $100. So then you only get out of him $12.5. Right? Because you have the ownership in the animal. You don't have stamp ownership of $25. You have ownership in this guy's Mikufa Mishalan. You have ownership in this animal. And this animal now is worth half the price. So Meli, your value to get paid for your hezek is the animal.
Why
So it just comes out very, very... The taich is always... It's not like we look at so much, this is what was bothering you. We don't look at the hazik in your share. We look at what you got in that kind of share. So
why is
it possible
to shut the
taich
by
a matter
of a day?
Well, means right when it got, I became a shutter.
Because we wait for the Torah.
We need Bezdin just to pass it how much, but the Torah, right, the Torah gave it to you. That's what we saw earlier. So the Gemara like Kulei Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara Kasha was that why does he only gets the loss but he doesn't get the gain? Like Rabbi Akiva, Hochot Hashah, he should get the gain also. So the Gemara like Kulei Rabbi Akiva. It's really all Rabbi Akiva. V'chamai Eskinan Kishe Pitma. The Mazik went ahead and fattened this guy's shirt, his own shirt. So therefore, the Nizik has no reshus to gain on it of the Mazik's work of fattening it. When it goes down, okay, so it went down, so that's your loss. That's the Nizik's loss. But over here, the mazik is the one that made it go up in value. Without the mazik, it would have stayed at 200. Since the mazik is the one that made it go up in value, we go b'shas the nezik, and the mazik gains all that value of how much it's worth now.
So this should have increased it for himself, and not for his shirt.
Yeah, now what does that mean? Normally, you're right, if it's a zaitik, it's achayeh, but it's this animal, you became buyer. Okay, I'll pay you for the $50 of food. But lamaisa, the animal went up $200. Why shouldn't... The shutif get out.
Let's say
you have two shutif.
Over here was a rishus, but you can tell me you don't get everything you put into it.
If real estate went up and we're shutifim, and you grab you're the reason why it went up, one shutif. So you say the other shutif doesn't have any power to it?
He's a shutif that he owes him the money. He's going to pay it.
No, it's more than if you're a shutif in the animal itself. If you're a shutif in the payment, then why when it goes down, you're not more
so if he rents it out, he has to start giving him money for
anything.
It.
Why not? He's a regular shutif.
He grabs it. He's paying him. It's a mammon shutif. He's a shutif for the damage, and this animal determines how much money.
Well, yes, the gufo, he's a shutif.
The gufo, right?
You pay the gufo, he's
off. No, it's, you, what do you mean? When it goes down in value, why is the nizik losing out?
Because he didn't do it.
No, I understand. No, that's the answer. But I'm saying, but it's because he's a shutif in this animal. And this animal, he was owning an eighth in the animal. Now the animal went down a value. You're owning a tenth in the animal, whatever it is. No, you're still owning an eighth. I mean, I'm sorry, but the eighth is worth less. So over here, by shutif, I'm just trying to say. No, forget. No, we're talking about where the mazik's animal went down. So the nizik gets less. If the mazik animal went down, why does he get less? He owed him $25. Why is he getting only $10? Because what he owns is not the value. He owns part of the animal. And if that mazik's animal went down, he only pays that. So over here went up. So we're saying the reason why you don't get the gain in that animal, if the mazik's animal, is because he is the one that fed it. Okay, too bad on you. Why did you feed it? I don't know. Thank you very much. I'll give you a pat in the back. And maybe I won't get the money that you put into it.
You can't call him Yair Shalav Rishos. Over here, so he was Yair Rishos. When Yair Rishos, he gets the investment. He gets the shvach.
Yeah, so I'm saying, Pashtus, the vote is that, okay, Tosfos gets involved in what the shvach is. You could hear that it's not literally a shutfus. You don't learn from here, Dina Shutfus, that if one shutfus puts money into it, and all of a sudden the price went up double, that the other shutif loses out. Again, maybe he, for the value of what he put in, that, you know, the money that he put in, that it's bad. Of course.
By shutif is different. Someone invests a penny, someone invests $1,000, they're equal shutifim.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the halacha.
Fine, yeah. Zakt Gemara, ikish pitma, if you're talking about that, where you fatten the animal itself, emir reisha, let's see the reisha, shvach v'omad adad mezuz, the reisha to him at the nizik shay. The nizik shay went up in value to 400 zuz. Nicely, kashasa nizik. So the mazik's not mukhiv to pay him now of the value of how much it's worth now, 400 and then a quarter of that. No, he's mukhiv to pay how much it was worth kashasa nizik. So if the nizik went ahead and fattened the animal, there's a chiddush that the mazik's not mukhiv, the nizik's doing some trick. He's going to fatten the animal, make the animal worth more, And then he's going to have to pay a quarter of that, an eighth of that, whatever it is, to the value. That's Pashat not. So if it's talking about Pitmai, the Reisha has no Chiddush. So I'm not Papa. Reisha Mishkach is La Bein the Pitmai, Petumai Bein the Shvachim Amela. The Reisha is discussing Saif, it fatten it, if you fatten it, and Saif happened by itself. And where is it going to be the Chiddush? Vitzach Lach Shmina on the Echad the Shvachim Amela, and Oysen the Gishas HaNezek. If it happened by itself, you only have to pay Gishas HaNezek. Why? Because we're saying that the din is that you pay b'shas ha-nezek, that's the ratio. That means the ratio, you're right, is discussing both cases, and the chiddush is obviously not in the case where the nizik went ahead and fed it more, because then it's partial that the mazik is not mochiv to pay for that decrease in value. The chiddush is that in the case where it happened by itself. Sefer lo mishkach aslo, the sefer, when we're talking about the mazik animal, went up ela k'shapitmoy, that's only talking about k'shapitmoy. That means, so the whole b'ris is talking about one case, pitmoy. And it's also, the Reish is discussing also a case of happened by itself. Now we're going back to the Reish. At the Nizik shot went down in value, so we say that you go Kshasim Adabedin, Kichesh Machmas Mai. Why is the Mazik losing out and that the Mazik has to pay all that? Elam in the Kachesh Machmas Malacha. If you're talking about that it went down in value because of the Malacha, the Nizik shot went down in value. Yeah. So if it's talking about kichesh machmas malacha, which means the nizik's working with the animal, and that's why it went down a value. Lemele at mechashav anoyah hivna. You made it go down a value, and I should pay. The mazik should tell the nizik, well, why should I pay? Amar Ravashi, and this is what we said originally. It's talking about the kichesh machmas maka. It went down because of the maka itself. The amaloi kana the turach kavirabei. It's because of your animal. The Nizik tells the Mazik is because the animal that killed my animal, that's why I went down. That's what buried this thing. So therefore,
they can't evaluate because you're supposed to sell it at that point.
Yeah. Supposed to sell it. Well, what do you want Bezin to do? Well, why won't you
let's
start
say this, let's say it goes a month later, it goes down in more value.
He should have sold it. What's he doing? Why is he holding on to it? I know that's what you're supposed to do.
I mean, you can't find a buyer and he's just to lose the money. That's how it works. Okay.
Yeah. Right now, that guy's out. The mazik's finished. What should we do?
How should they look for the future? They say, do they say right now or
right now?
They evaluate and say it's worth less.
I think right now.
When it goes on the market, people take present value into account. So when you sell it, that's it. It was already everything was taken into account.
Yeah, no, he's asking before he sells it. Zok the Mishnah. Okay, Shoy Shava Masayim, Shenogach Shoy Shava Masayim. Animal that's worth 200, a Shoy that's worth 200, that gored another Shoy worth 200. Ve'ina Nevela Yafaklum. The Nevela is worthless, garnished. So he had a $200 loss. Omer Amei, we're talking about a Tam, Alzen Nema, this is what it says in Pasik. Umachres Asher Echai Vachatzu Es Kaspa. Sell the live animal and split it, because this is the exact case, 200, 200. So each one now is owned 100. Each one now, the mazik, right? The mazik has 100 loss because he is a tam, and he pays chatzin nezik. Amr Rabbi Yehuda says, "V'chein alachi." Right, that's the alacha. But kiyamta, you mekayim the beginning of the pasuk that says, "Amachas asher achai v'chatzu es kaspa." That you should sell the live animal and split the cost, split the value. But like kiyamta v'kamis ames yechtzun, the pasuk says over there. Also, the dead animal should be split. There's nothing worth to the dead animal. We said the dead animal is worth nothing. So this is not the perfect case of the pasuk. The Eizah says, what is the perfect case in the pasuk? Shoy Shav Masai. Shenogach Shoy Shav Masai. Each one was 200. Vanevela Yafa Chamishim says, and the Nevela does have some value to it. The Nizik and the Mazik each take Chatzia Chai V'Chatzia Meis. So now that's a better case. Because there you have side of the Reish of the Pasuk, side of the Seif of the Pasuk. You have splitting the value of the live one and splitting the value of the dead one. Right? That is...
The loss was 150. They split the loss is 75 each. So you sell somebody sell it.
Right. So over here, each one's going to get $125. Half of the live one, half of the dead one. Right. There's no machlokes, we'll see in the Gemara in a minute.
But it's also not exactly the Chatzis Kasper, meaning...
It's exact.
It's exact.
Right, because you do both.
$50, the $50 in the Vela, we split, each one gets $25. The $200 of the live one, each one gets $100. So the loss was $150. Each one's worth $200. This is like Rabbi Yehuda's case in the Mishnah. And Rabbi Yehuda said, yeah, zenot chatzia chayv, zenot chatzia meis, zenot chatzia chayv, chatzia meis. Each one takes half, live one, half the dead one. V'zeh osher amah b'tayr de Rabbi Yehuda. And maya im ein zeh osher amah b'tayr. No, this is not what the Torah is discussing. Why? Because Emmaus says, interesting, Rashi doesn't explain it, but this is Pashat, that Emmaus says that when you're getting, when the Nizik has $50 in Avela, he keeps the $50 in Avela. And now what they're going to split is the live one. So the live one, what they're going to split, he's only getting $75 of the live one, and the other guy's going to get $125, whatever. Right? Because he ends up keeping, we don't say, okay, you sold an Avela, give me $25, you take $25. We say, you keep the $50, and I'll sell the live one, and I'll give you $75. What do I have to go? So that's not Rechat. Ain't that Shayam HaBataya? So what is Shayam HaBataya? El Shayam Shav Masayim, Shanagach L'Shayam Shav Masayim, Vein an Avela Yafa Klum. And the Avela is not worth anything. So that's the same Machlek as a Meir of Yehuda, but the Meir answered the Yehuda. That what you think you're talking about the Taya, that's not what's talking about the Taya, forget. Because in such a case, we're not splitting the live one. We're not splitting the dead one.
He holds up when you said Torah. El Shai Shav Masayim. It means in Shavuos, not the
act. El Shai Shav Masayim. Shenog El Shai Shav Masayim. Ve'ein an Avela Yafa Klum. Azen Ema. Umachas Shai Chai. V'chad Shos Kasper. But it's literal that you split the money. Masha'inke, when the Avela has value to it, then you don't split the live one equal, because the live one goes ahead and pays for the Nizik gets the whole dead one, and he gets much less than the live one. Elamani mekayim v'gamas ames yachtzun. So he would say, what's the taich in the pasuk? Oh, v'gamas ames yachtzun, it's mashma that you split the dead one. Light you, there's nothing to the dead one. So we say, p'chas shepischai misa.
There's
nothing
to it.
So we say, elamani mekayim v'gamas ames yachtzun. P'chas shepischai misa machtzun b'chai. The pchas that got lost because of the misa, therefore I split the.
And you give credit, right?
See, you shots up the nevela how much it went down in value from when it was alive, and the mazik pays half of the pchas. So it really doesn't mean anything. It's just like extra words in the pasuk. Actually, wait. So the mechti. Bein Meir, Bein Rabbi Yehuda, Hai Meir v'Esim v'Chamisha Shakel, V'Hai Meir v'Esim v'Chamisha Shakel. This guy takes $125, and this guy takes $125. So my Benai, who cares? What's the Nafkamina? What's going on over here? Who cares if the Nevela is included, if it's not included, he takes the $50 of the Nevela. What's the difference? At the end of the day, everyone's walking out $125. So what's the Nafkamina? So the Ma'amar Yavah P'chas Nevela, Ike Benai, let's say it went down in value, the Nevela. Who owns it? Emeis of Pchas Nevel, the Nizik Abba. Emeis says that the Pchas Nevel is the Nizik. The Nizik gets complete Nevela. He gets all the $50 of the Nevela. So therefore, if it went down, that's his loss. He owns the Nevela now. So it's all his loss.
It's not like we tried saying before that really it's just a Shavius.
Right.
We're saying it actually sticks to the
it's
Nizik.
It's actually the Nevela sticks to the Nizik, and therefore, if the Nevela went down in value, it's his loss. Rabbi Yehuda said, one second. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Pchas Nevela the Mazik Ave." Right, Palgo, which means you split it. It's each one has half the Nevela, and therefore.
What's the case of Amir? If the ox, what happened? The gourd.
No, we're saying just in a case where the ox is the Nevela is worth $50. So if it went down a value, so the Nizik gets the Nevela complete. Once the Nizik gets the Nevela complete.
After the Hezek went down.
And after it went down. So now the Nizik is you're not going to get.
But then he's, what's the chat? So he had paid.
He gets the Nevela. The Nevela is $50. We look at the $50. He gets half of the, not half. Nizik. He gets $75 of that shirt. That's what he gets. Now, if the Nevela went down in value, he doesn't get more. It doesn't go over to the Mazik shirt to get half of that. Because he just gets $75.
So So the Gemara was in Sugya before said the basically goes b'shas hamar the b'din. Rashi over his prayer, it says because the actual b'chas is achas b'chira, but no one holds you go that the b'chas barely has to pay achas b'chira. So Rashi's prayer, why is Rashi? I mean, that is actual laws.
Right. Good catch. Yes, yeah, so Al-Kaponim, so we're saying the Nafkamina is Imchas Nevela. Imchas Nevela, does the Nizik lose out the whole thing? Well, the Mazik also loses out, and therefore, you'll go ahead and you'll split the Mazik.